If you do this 100 times in the next 30 days, you will become aware of yourself. You may not have come to a full understanding of who you are, but you will come to an awareness that you are. That is, you will become self-conscious. Once you know you have a consciousness, that is, a part of you that is larger than you, that can separate itself from the little you and talk back to you, you are well on your way to discovering the truth of your being and stepping into enlightenment. You will soon understand that enlightenment is experienced by not seeking to experience it. One does not become enlightened because one wishes to. One becomes enlightened because one is. That is, you are already enlightened and simply now become aware of it. It is awareness that we are talking about here. And now I will tell you a great secret. You cannot become aware of anything within yourself without seeing it outside of yourself. And you cannot become aware of anything outside of yourself without seeing it inside yourself.
Oh, great. Catch 22.
Not so. Both things can be done at once and always are. When you are open to the outside world, when you are moving in it and through it, keep keen your awareness of everything around you. Look at things as you have never looked at them before. Make every moment a meditation. See the cracks in the sidewalk, the leaves on the tree, the petals on the flowers, the faces in the crowd. Practice seeing them all as you. Just see yourself everywhere. And smile when you see yourself there, knowing that you are there, and that what is there is in you. Now then, set aside time each day to go to the world within. As you move through this inside world, lose all thoughts and images of the outside world. Allow your mind to go blank. Breathe deeply and simply concentrate on the sound of your breath. Make your breath your mantra, the sound that takes you within. Now focus your awareness on a spot in the center of your forehead, just above your eyes. Keep looking there with your inner eyes. Stare into the dark space of that nothingness until you see something. Keep focusing on your breath and look at what you see. Look deeply. Do not put something there, but wait until what is already there is open to your consciousness. Something will suddenly appear to you. To many, it will look like a dancing blue flame. You will not only see this flame, you will feel it. The feeling of it will wash over you. You will call this feeling love. It may bring you to soft and gentle tears. Let that happen. And say hello to your soul.
Oh, I can't believe this. I've never had anything like this explained to me so simply. What happens to me after I experience something like this?
Everything changes in your reality. And everything changes in the reality that you create. Thus you wind up changing your world. The part of the world you touch is never the same. Nor is the world entire, for your impact reaches beyond your imagining. A new spirituality is a call to expanded consciousness. It is an invitation to conscious creation. It is the next step in the process of evolution. This will create a revolution on your planet. It will be a nonviolent revolution, which is always the most revolutionary revolution of all. It will be the evolution revolution.
So it's not necessarily a revolting against something, but simply a changing, a growth.
A revolution is a revolving. It is a coming full circle. It is life, expressing as life, through life. Which process is circular and cyclical and circumferential? It encompasses all, and it encloses all, and it includes all, because it is all. This is why God created humanity. And that is why humanity created God. And when you understand this, you understand everything.